Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
To Catch a Predator on Dateline a long time ago, that was one of my favorite shows. I still enjoy following Chris Hansen online. He has his own channel on YouTube, and he still does this sort of stuff. In fact, Bob Mata, one of our contributors, actually did a Q&A not long ago with him at, I think it was CrimeCon. It was a fascinating show, and it really brought to light a very dark world that I think a lot of us didn't really know about or didn't think existed to the extent that it does. And I think a lot of good was done from that in terms of educating young women and men about the dangers of online predators. But it's been a long time since that show was on the air. In fact, it ended because of a lawsuit. But it's gained traction again from vigilante teenagers and others who decided online, hey, we're going to try and catch predators ourselves. Sounds like a noble cause.
Got nothing better to do when you're in college?
Until you put it in the hands of 18-year-olds who aren't so wise to the law and really want to get content. It will go to no ends to do so. Like calling someone a pedophile when they're not and beating him up.
Yeah. That's not good.
That's not catching a predator. That actually makes you the predator.
Mm-hmm.
Five college students from Assumption University in Worcester, Massachusetts, appeared in court Thursday, accused of luring a man to their campus through a dating app and attacked him in what police say was an attempt to stage a catch-a-predator scenario for TikTok. The students, Kelsey Brainerd, 18, Easton Randall, 19, Kevin Carroll, 18, and Isabella Trudeau, 18, and Joaquin Smith, 18, all a bunch of idiots, arraigned on charges of conspiracy and kidnapping. You know, like you do when you're 18. A sixth defendant, a juvenile, is facing separate charges. All five defendants entered a not guilty plea, and they're scheduled to return to court for a pretrial conference on March 28th. So what did they do? They didn't catch a predator, I'll tell you that much. Police say that the victim, a 22-year-old active-duty military service member, was visiting Worcester in October to attend his grandmother's funeral. According to the police report, he was seeking company and turned to Tinder, where he matched with a woman whose profile identified her as 18. She lived or invited him to campus, where she greeted him and led him into a basement lounge. So he thinks he's meeting an 18-year-old. Nothing illegal about that when you're 22 or at any age.
Right.
They're of legal age. There, a group of dumbass students emerged, accusing him of being a pedophile and wanting sex with underage girls. Where did we see this also happen recently, where someone died? Oh, in Wisconsin, on the river.
Yes.
Where a bunch of dumbass teenagers started screaming at a man who was looking for his phone and calling him a pedophile, which evoked some rage from the man, understandably. The group started calling me a pedophile, and I just didn't know what was going on. The victim later told police, before I knew it, they were chasing me to my car. The victim managed to break free, but he was chased by the group and assaulted. I was punched in the head, and my car door was slammed on me as I tried to get away. Surveillance footage from the campus shows the students filming the incident with their phones, of course, laughing and high-fiving while they continued to accuse him of being a predator. Randall later told police that the group had been inspired by the catch a predator trend on TikTok. It's funny, these morons don't even know that it dates back to Dateline. It's like it's a TikTok thing. No, it's not, you idiots. The group had used a dating app to lure the man to campus, then spread word through their dormitory chat group, claiming they had caught a predator on campus. After the incident, Brainerd falsely reported to police that the man was a sexual predator, claiming that he had arrived uninvited and that she had texted a friend to chase him away. Well, surveillance footage. You'd think these young people would know there's cameras everywhere. But they have to look beyond their phone for that. Surveillance footage from the campus, however, contradicted their account and kind of held truth to their bullshit power. There was no evidence that he was seeking sexual relations from underage girls, the police report stated. The whole thing was staged. Brainerd, who faces an additional charge of witness intimidation, was also accused of trying to silence others involved in the incident. A male student involved in the assault faces an additional charge of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. The group is due back in court for further proceedings. After the court appearance, attorneys for the defendants remained firm that their defense is strong. Christopher Todd, Brainerd's lawyer, said, "We're just looking forward to having the process play out." Robert Lacovey, the lawyer for Trudeau, filed a motion seeking dismissal of the charges against her, claiming there was no probable cause for the allegations. The students were ordered not to have any contact with the victim as they await their next court date in March. The case has drawn extensive attention due to the disturbing trend of internet-driven stunts and the serious criminal charges the students now face. The court proceedings are expected to shed more light on how social media trends can have real-world consequences. Good luck getting that through to any young person who's doing these sort of things. What do you think this is? Is this groupthink that just went kind of nuts? And, well, they say it's a predator. I'm going to believe it's a predator. And no, it's not a predator, but we're going to see. I mean, what happened here?
To me, it feels like it's absolutely groupthink, that if one person jumps on that trend, everybody's going to. And that's what we see online. That's what we see in, you know, even there was, wasn't there somebody in the Grand Canyon that wanted to get just the perfect Instagram photo?
Recently, yeah.
Yeah. And dead. Freaking died. So I think all bets are off because everybody wants likes. Everybody wants views. Everybody wants downloads. This is an opportunity. And shit, my niece earned $900 last month in TikTok.
Doing what?
Videos of her cat.
Why aren't you doing this?
I know. I'm completely missed out. I just didn't go there.
So how is she like doing? Is there like OnlyFans for cats, or is it like she's making this on like YouTube and monetizing there?
She's incredibly adept at getting her cat during some weird situations. Like the cat is just a menace. Mm-hmm. And so she films it, and she films it. She's really artistic.
That's awesome. So
her view of the cat while it's doing things is different than everybody else's. It just, and she had something go viral with the Aflac duck as well. So she's made a shit ton of money off of TikTok. So I can absolutely, and not that my niece would ever do this, but I can see where if you've got dollar signs in your eyeballs, you know, and TikTok, we all know that a lot of people make money off of TikTok.
Sure. Or Instagram or
Exactly. So if there's a way that they're thinking, we've got a great idea here. What if we actually do catch somebody? Let's lure somebody and make it look like we did. Well, you start to throw out all sense of morality and money and dollar signs take over and you're like, fuck, whatever I got to do.
And I don't mind. I subscribe to some of these channels that do this ethically. And they do it in a way because there are a lot of legal ramifications. If you just try to catch a predator, for yourself,
it's dangerous.
Dateline ended up stopping. It was one of the best ratings grabs for Dateline, but they had to stop because someone ended up killing themselves slightly off camera. And that turned into a whole big deal. And they're like, this is way too much of a liability. So in theory, catching predators, I love the idea. I've always thought it'd be fun to do that. It'd be fun to be part of that. I feel like that would be really, in a weird way, uplifting, and like I'm doing some good. And there are a lot of people online who do this. But there are certain ways of doing it. And you can't just get somebody who's, you can't lure someone with somebody that's saying they're 18.
No.
I mean, unless your whole purpose is bait and switch. But that's not what this is. To catch a predator was always clearly stated. They are underage. You need that. Yes. Otherwise, you are luring someone in to beat them up because they had a sexual interest in an 18-year-old. Never mind the person's 22, and that's pretty fucking normal.
Mm-hmm. How's that different from going to a nightclub or a bar and picking somebody up?
How is that different to any of these college kids' lives?
Yeah, well, right.
I mean, their own experience. How is that different at all? I would challenge any one of them if they're going to a bar on Saturday night. They're probably far more creepy and predator-like than this guy was for going on Tinder, wanting to meet somebody in the city he was at to go hang out with or have sex. None of it's illegal.
Nope.
People do this all the time.
Well, that's what Tinder is for. The minute you log onto that, it's pretty much assumed you know what you're getting into. You're not looking for someone to go shopping at Macy's with you.
No. I had a friend for a while who would tell me when he would go from different cities, when he's going and visiting somebody or this, that, he would go on this. He was kind of a male whore. And he would go on this and he would meet people. And I guess if that's what you want to do, that's up to you. It's your own choice. I'm not that type of person. Personally, I don't do one night stands and such. But it was, I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I wasn't surprised. I didn't think it was a horrible thing because chances are the other person you're meeting is looking for the same thing. And he wasn't going for underage people. It was people of the same age. So this is not uncommon. This is not a crazy thing. And these kids know it. They were so driven by the idea that they were going to get views and they were going to be like these other people they watch online. And reality and facts be damned. It really just shows the length. And I think the human desire to get attention seems to far outweigh anything else. We've just never been in a society where that opportunity has existed on the mass scale that it does today. Mm-hmm. It used to just be, well, some of your friends would hear about this, or if you told them about it, or I mean, now it's like, put it out there, you could have millions of people seeing this, and then they get that adrenaline boost, that chemical that's going to hit you and go, all right, the endorphins are going, this is great, I'm really doing something. Even if you're not, I mean, look at OnlyFans. Look at the amount of women who otherwise, if this did not exist, would probably not be strippers, would probably not be porn stars, would probably not be doing half the things they're doing today, but the outlet exists. And there's a way to make money at it and get the attention. And I would argue that the attention is far more appealing than even the money to people. And that's the weird world we live in now.
You're getting that adrenaline hit. And or not, no, it's, is it norepinephrine? One of the, God, I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
Dopamine. That's what you're getting that hit that, you know, ooh, somebody's interested.
Yeah.
And you know, just depending on who you are and what you crave, it's fulfilling a need. So I think we're creating some addicted people, that the drug is in their hand.
Yeah.
It's their electronic device. It's their app, whether it's TikTok, whether it's Tinder, whether it's OnlyFans. You know, it's I think people have found a new addiction, and it's social media. It's connecting with strangers and getting just that affirmation that somebody's interested.
And it defies reality. It defies logic. It defies reasonable thinking. Mm-hmm. Because if they were reasonably thinking here, which again, this is not a far-reaching concept of, you said you were 18 and a 22-year-old wants to meet you. There's nothing weird about that.
No, there's nothing wrong in our society about that. If you've got two consenting adults, where's the problem?
Where are you going to somehow think you're going to maneuver this into a predator-type situation? And and get away with it. But that I think it speaks to people's just belief systems where they can kind of say anything and it'll be fact and they'll believe it's their truth and others will believe it, because I think a lot of these kids have been brought up in a society like that where, well, it's my truth. I mean, we've been saying that for at least 18 years. Mm-hmm. And yes, everybody can have their version of what happened or their construct of it, of how they experience something. But at the end of the day, things happen in a certain way. And it doesn't matter if you saw it this way or not, or your friend saw it that way or not. There is fact and reality. And if we have a video of what happened, there's reality. That's the fact. I don't give a shit what you think happened, or you think happened, or you say happened, or you believed happened, or you convinced yourself happened. Here's the facts. That doesn't lie. People do. But people, I think, have gotten so caught up in believing their lies that they translate to facts in such a fast fashion today that people, young people, I think specifically, are having a really hard time coming to grips with that and accepting and understanding that just because they feel it doesn't make it fact.
I think that's some really good insight. I think, did you notice on, was it Sunday when TikTok was not available?
Yes, I got a knock on my door at about 9 a.m. from my daughter going, what
Dad,
is it, honey?
Dad.
TikTok's gone. I'm like, it is? And I thought it wasn't, because I'm not going to get into the politics of it, but the way it was worded and the way it kind of understood, it was Biden said that he was going to throw it to Trump and Trump could figure it out. And then Trump eventually did talk to them and say, I'm not going to do anything about it. And then they came back. I didn't think it was going to go down, period. I thought it was just going to kind of continue on. But yeah, it went down for a couple hours. I mean, you literally could have slept through it, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. And a lot of Sundays I would have, had there not been the, Dad, TikTok's down. I probably would have slept through the whole damn thing because the nightmare was over by noon. Oh, the humanity, we didn't have TikTok for an hour. But yeah, it certainly caused a bit of an uproar in some folks.
But the reason it created an uproar, I mean, let's go back. Some of our listeners are younger and won't understand this, but I remember a time when, and I this is going to make me sound old, but I remember a time when you'd wake up on Sunday morning and go out to get the paper and it wasn't there.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Where are my ads?
Exactly. Because you wanted to go through the big stack of ads, especially on Thanksgiving. But every week was like a good stack of ads.
Correct. And I grew up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So our paper was like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 inches thick.
The Star Tribune was big.
Big time. Absolutely. So it was a big deal. And if you walked out there on Sunday morning and it was gone, it was like, huh.
Who stole my paper? And immediately you'd go to your neighbor's house and knock on their door with a gun and a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire going, where's my Star Tribune, bitch?
No, but if they said they didn't have it, my point.
Negan came out. Go ahead.
No, but here's my point. You might go out later and try to get one because that would sustain you for a week.
Yeah.
You know, or at least a couple days until your next one was delivered. But now we need things right now. And that's what TikTok is. It's sources aren't vetted. You can get on there and say anything.
Yes.
So we're feeding people things that may not be true. We're tapping into obsessions. I mean, some of the people that I know that were almost convulsing on Sunday, I kind of stepped back like, Jesus, convulsing. Are you going to be okay?
Well,
I watch cat stuff on TikTok. Some political stuff here and there, but I take it or leave it because I can get addicted to things. So I step back from stuff and go, I'm not going to deal with that. But watching people just have a fucking meltdown over this, it shows me how ingrained it is, especially for our younger generation. It is part of their fabric.
Yeah.
So I don't know that they see this as an issue. It's just another tool for them. And that's how this catch a predator gone wrong thing comes into play. They were trying something out, and I don't think they thought this through. I think they thought this was in a virtual world that didn't have real life consequences.
But they brought the real world into their virtual world. Yeah. It'd be one thing if they were sitting there like trolling the guy, but what would you even troll him over? Because it wasn't a kid.
Right.
So what are you trolling? I mean,
he's horny.
In no way, shape, or form does this even make any sort of sense. And the fact that that's so blatant out there in this is what makes this just more like, you idiots. Like, how did you get to this point? And you missed the whole like crux of your joke or your attack or whatever the hell you were thinking you were doing.
Yeah.
That was the key factor in it, was to get someone who was going after an underage person. You got someone who was not, and called them that. And just because you called them that, you thought everybody was just going to bow down and believe you.
But again, it's on sources, on things like that, things aren't vetted. So you can get out there and say anything you want.
Yeah.
You know, in the old days when you actually, if you had to prove something was true before you could say it, you would go to great lengths to make sure something was factual. Well, now you don't have to. You can start record on your phone and say whatever bullshit you want and publish it. Nobody's checking that.
Well, it's literally, I mean, unless somebody really wants to go after something, and if you're talking about kind of a big picture thing, you can say almost anything you want, because it's impossible to go after everybody who's spreading wrong information. It just would be. Nobody has the money to do that, or the time, or the resources. So it's just kind of a free-for-all. But every once in a while, you get somebody who gets really pissed off, which would be in this case.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, motherfuckers, like, I'm going to destroy you if you went after me and made this scene. And these kids need to be held accountable. I don't know. They don't need to go away for life, but they should go away for some time, because they attempted to destroy someone's life for content. That should have real world consequences. They should be kicked out of their school. They should be basically sentenced to some sort of thing. I don't know. I think a couple years may make them think a little bit about what they did, especially the ringleader of this. I think you got to kind of look at how this all came involved and, you know, who just kind of showed up there that day. And it's like, oh, they're doing this. Okay. You know, where's the Cheetos? There's somebody in this who really drove it. And that person needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And anybody else who really was in on this, there needs to be more accountability here. I think I'm not opposed to the platforms being completely open where people can kind of do whatever they want. But I certainly think there needs to be more accountability for people that do whatever they want in the face of reality and harming others. That needs to start kicking in. Just like in the world of television, the world of radio and all of that, which used to be the main sources of media, we couldn't just go out there and say whatever the hell we wanted, because there's laws against that. You could destroy someone's life if you're going out with information that's not factual. But the fact that you can go on these platforms and be anybody in the world, Joe Blow, and you're going after a topic that people are looking up, you can reach just as many people as you would have on radio or television and ruin someone's life just as quick, just with a dumb idea. It's just shocking that these kids were this stupid. I can't imagine how these parents are feeling, other than, and they should be feeling, wow, I did a shitty job. That these kids are dumb enough that they entered the world and I failed them so much that they missed this key part of what they were trying to do. I'm all about it. You said the kid was 14 or whatever, and you lured him in. You can't go beat him up. You can't go attack him. You have to have something in place where you're either just going to expose them. You can't physically assault someone. That's why we have courts. And
that's why we have law enforcement. Yeah. I've got a friend where I live. She looks very young. She sets people up.
Yeah.
She looks like she is under 16.
And I love that. That's great.
And she is a law enforcement officer. Yes. So she will go and meet these people.
Yeah.
And they are there for it's catch a predator, basically.
Yeah. Let them burn.
It's local.
If you're doing it correctly.
Yeah. She's got a gun on her hip. She's ready to go, and there's people waiting to protect her in case things go wrong.
And that's the other part of this that a lot of young people don't see because they're young and dumb. We all were young and dumb. I'm scared to think of what I would have attempted to do had this sort of media existed when I was 18. Because you knew me when I was 18.
Yes, I did.
And I did crazy shit on the radio. I mean, yeah. I look at shit I did on the radio back then going, I can't believe I did that and pulled it off and didn't get fired or something or sued. And to think that this just kind of carte blanche to do whatever you want, I don't know. I mean, and having been brought up in a world differently too, where that's like normal. I mean, we grew up with boundaries. We grew up with guardrails. Here's where you go. Here's where you don't go.
Or so, your dad would pull out a belt if you were, you know, breaking rules. That doesn't happen now. And I'm not saying that was a good form of punishment, but you always feared if you got into trouble and did some shit, that your parents were going to come after you and you were going to lose everything. And I'm not sure that there is that fear anymore because so much of their world is private because it's on the phone. Mom and dad have no idea what the kids are up to.
There was also shaming that existed as well, where if you did something really stupid, your peers would shame you. But now that's something that, I mean, yes, it exists, but I think, I mean, it's a weird conversation to have because you can shame someone in a much larger, broader prospect today or platform today than you used to. But I don't think it has the same feel or hit that it did back then if you did something stupid and someone called you out for it. Now it's just another voice that disapproves of you, and you can easily find another 500 people who do approve of what you're doing, even if it's completely asinine. And you go with that because you're going to go with what feels the best. And that shame that used to kind of keep people from doing really stupid shit or learning that not every one of your ideas is good doesn't exist. And there's different ways to it. It's a different way of thinking. Honestly, when I look at this, I do have some compassion for these kids. They're dumb. They're young. Whoever was around them failed them in teaching them, you know, what you can and can't do. But at the same point, they were brought up in a completely different world where this is the norm, and they let it get way the fuck out of hand. But there needs to be some sort of consequence for doing this sort of thing. And quite honestly, the platforms probably need to kind of crack down on this sort of thing. As much as I love seeing predators be, you know, caught, I don't know. I mean, it opens up the floodgates for anybody with a wild idea and no clue what the fuck they're doing to really get themselves into a dangerous situation and get shot. You know, I imagine some of these predators are probably carrying. I'm wondering how many have been to catch people have been assaulted when they put somebody in that situation. And just, you know, what are you doing? Are you actually catching a predator? And in this case, clearly they were not.
Well, and I don't know that law enforcement wants your help.
They don't, but they also don't have the resources to do this. And that's the other part of it going, well, this is kind of vigilante-ish to a certain extent. Some areas that law enforcement actually kind of works with people who want to do this. Maybe that's what's going on with where you are. I don't know. But there are places where it's like hand in hand. Here's how we do this. We're going to vet people. They know what they can do, what they can't do. Mm-hmm. And they have to follow these rules. And yes, bring it in. We don't have the resources to do it. Let's work hand in hand. You have the time and the desire. Let's do this. A lot of TikTok is not that, though.
Correct. And part of the issue here is that vigilante justice, if it is not directed, if it's not requested, it often ends this way.
Yeah.
Or worse. Somebody gets killed. Somebody dies. And I don't know how you police things like this on TikTok. I don't know how, you know, we do have the ability to have free speech here. Mm-hmm. For a while. So how do you tell somebody that they can't post something?
You tell them they can't post something and then they have to understand the reason for it. It's not just mom or dad or some old person who knows nothing, is telling you can't do it. It needs to be said. You can't do this. I mean, the fact that, you know,
There's laws. You can't do that. You can't defame somebody. You can't accuse somebody of something like that.
But the fact that the platforms let this go out there the way it does, we get flagged for talking about Sandra Birchmore, for talking about Karen Reed, for talking about cases that are legitimate. where it's in court, but there's nasty words in there, or there's uncomfortable things that make people uncomfortable and sad. I mean, this literally, like some of the YouTube regulations, like, does this make somebody feel sad or uncomfortable? That may violate our terms of service. Like, fuck that. It's part of life. But there's nothing about like this where you're actually ruining someone's life.
Yeah.
And you don't, it's like, yeah, we'll put that out there. But you guys over here that are talking about legitimate fucking newsworthy things that are legitimately part of the news, that might make somebody feel icky. But with this, yeah, go do whatever you want. Ask for forgiveness later. And I don't think it's going to work out very well for any of these kids.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.